Alright, he goes back to the bathroom.
Back, Kiko.
I just came from the bathroom.
I hope you washed your hands. Did you wash your hands?
Yes.
Okay, good. Alright, I am joined in the Area 81 studios on New Year's Eve with his last day of 2023. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
2024.
It's a whole new generation.
That means Joel, since he was born in 2014, will be 10 this next year. Double digits.
And then is that how you say it?
Double.
I don't know a lot about Spanish, so sorry.
Doble dígitos. I don't know. And then Kiko will be closing in on 9. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you shouldn't really hear yourself, so. I'm just going to fix a couple things here. Let's see.
We're on, right?
Oh, it's on. Like Donkey Kong. Okay.
Hey, that rhymes, check people.
Check 1, 2. Okay.
Give me some fresh rhymes.
Bozo.
What did you say?
I said... Alright. Okay, little sucker. Where were we? It's the last day of 2023. The time is currently 9:31 p.m.
It's almost New Year's Day.
And we're going to stay up till midnight.
Woo! Ooh, yay! A lot of people usually do that.
Or 3 a.m. With slime at 3 a.m. Call Boss Baby.
What could possibly happen at 3 a.m.?
Nothing good.
Yeah.
Except. You never know. All right. So we're going to talk about a couple of things today, and then we have some delicious snacks that Joel has obtained.
For Christmas
from
Eve.
From our uncle.
Christmas Eve. It's at Christmas Eve, people.
His gunkle.
Shout out to Uncle Nathan.
Uncle Nate, Doug. Uncle
Nate. And John, he made a video on this.
And, Jude. Yes, Ethan, go ahead.
And Jonathan, Jude.
Jonathan,
I brought
Jude.
It too. Those are almost like the same ones as in his video on YouTube. Go check it out on letsgojd.com store.
Nice shout out. Nice shout out to the cousin.
Very.
Let's see here.
Well, I don't think there's a store.
Some fresh beats.
I'm trying to get some background music here. Let's see here.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's good to be back at the Area 81 podcast.
No, we'll save that for later. Oh, sorry. Thank you, first of all. Do you have anything you'd like to start the show off with?
I mean, it's been a while since...
Talk into your mic, please.
It's been a while since we've been on the podcast.
Yeah.
Since it's been like almost
been
a whole year.
Wow.
And then now we're back in 2023 New Year's Eve. That rhymes too, people.
2023 New Year's Eve. 2023 New Year's Eve. We're going out with a bang.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Alright, so that was Ethan's welcoming, his greeting. Go ahead, Joel.
We're just glad to be back here and on the show.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it.
Cool. Bruh.
Okay.
It's bruh.
Hold your thoughts, Ethan. Hold your thoughts. So, we wanted to talk about our great moments in 2023. Mm-hmm. So, what were some fun things that you guys experienced in 2023?
It has to be going at amusement parks, like Disneyland, Legoland.
I don't think we went to Legoland in 2023, did we?
Well, Disneyland too.
Maybe, yeah.
Great America filled it in.
Yeah. But just so you know, Winterfest is going to shut down. And America's going to shut down until May. So
what he means by that is Great America is going to shut down in 2033.
10 years later.
Tomorrow will be 9 years.
Hey, at least we'll have some fun, but it comes back in May.
You'll be 18 years old when it shuts down. Okay.
I like going on the credit coaster.
That's not at Great American.
Let's get back on track.
TCA.
So Ethan was saying theme parks. Joel agrees with that. We also went to Animal Kingdom. What's it called?
Six Flags.
Six Flags Animal Kingdom. I will always refer to it as Marine World.
Wait, what?
And
did we go to SeaWorld this year what or was last year?
I don't remember.
What he's saying, people, is Six Flags.
Yes.
Okay.
Six Flags has a lot of theme parks.
Yeah. Oh, it also has Looney Tunes rides.
And Looney Tunes. Mm-hmm. And Tony Loons.
Sometimes you can watch it, too. Oh, and so, also, we went there at Universal Studios.
Oh, we did go to Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah.
We got season passes and went once.
I liked the pizza there. It was really good. It was really good. You check out that pizza, people.
Ethan likes every kind of pizza. Joel does not like every kind of pizza. Is there a pizza you don't like?
Well, Domino's.
No, I know you, but Ethan.
Almost every other.
Please speak into your microphone.
The one I don't like is the ones that are shaped as the small ones, you know?
Like
that
personal pizzas?
The small ones.
Like yeah, the frozen I'm ones?
The one that's small, remember?
From theme parks?
No.
Oh.
The at the house, remember?
Are they frozen?
Yeah.
No, he
likes. Are they round?
Well, they're shaped as a cartoon door.
A cartoon door?
You know, like this. Like this.
You don't like the French bread pizza?
No.
What? You've eaten some here at the house.
I know, but I figured out that.
They're like not your kinds. Favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's it?
Yeah.
Every other pizza you like?
Well, I like Domino's, Pizza Hut, Papa Murphy's, Papa John's, a lot of different kinds of pizzas.
Shout out to the big pizza conglomerates.
I like all kinds of grilled cheeses.
He does not like Domino's. People.
Who doesn't like Domino's?
Why don't you like Domino's?
It's not my favorite.
Get closer to the microphone, Joe.
Yeah, I am! Jeez!
Get closer to the microphone, Joe. Alright, so Poppers, or Joel, as we know him as Poppers, doesn't like a lot of pizzas. There's a lot of pizzas he doesn't like.
I wish he would.
Back in the day, he literally cried when we would get the wrong pizza.
True.
Yeah, he used to like Domino's, but now he doesn't. He's changing his mind.
You did like Domino's at one point, and then just something snapped, and you're like, me. I think that's when you cried. Because you got Domino's pizza.
I'm going to drink my water.
He also doesn't like the expensive pizzas.
You don't?
Like the expensive places, like Gold Dust Pizza. Shout out.
Gold Dust?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was. I never heard of that.
Never heard of Gold Dust. Yes, Joe.
I've tried it. It's just. I don't really like it that good.
Fair enough.
Speaking of food, he's ready to try these candies.
No, hey, you are not the host of this show. You needed to wait until you get there. So, what's the highlight of your? So, like you said, Disneyland and theme parks and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the one thing that you are the most accomplished, most proud of this year?
You mean,
what was that?
Drawing pictures. A lot. Daddy.
Oh, wait, hold on. You can hear fireworks going off. Listen.
It's only 9:38.
I don't know if you guys can hear that or not. So, Ethan's very proud of drawing pictures. We drew Donald Duck, no, Scrooge McDuck at Disneyland, and he also almost cried, but he didn't cry. Because there was no erasers. Couldn't fix his mistake.
Why is there no erasers on the pencils?
That's what artists do, buddy.
Well, at least I tried my best. I drew two Scrooge McDucks.
I know.
Two.
He Scrooged the first one up.
Duck joke.
Got him, duck joke. 21 minutes left. That's good. 21 minutes left of recording.
Until what?
Until it runs out.
Of the podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a long time, believe me. We've only been going for 10 minutes, so it's a half-hour podcast. That's a good one. A palatable. A podcast. Okay?
Okay.
So let's continue. Oh, my screen went black here. So, Art, you started taking piano lessons this year.
Uh-huh. I'm practicing a lot, but...
Yeah.
Last week, my piano teacher was sick.
Yes,
and I'm not sure when we're going to go back to her. until she gets better.
Well, she's off for Christmas and New Year too.
So. Oh, so I'm not feeding her until a couple days.
Maybe this next week.
Yeah. Okay.
And what else? You guys go back to school tomorrow?
No.
Tuesday.
Yeah, oh, Tuesday. Yes. Tomorrow is Tuesday.
Tomorrow's New Year's Day. Thank you for that. Okay, so Joel, we heard from Ethan. What's some highlights from your 2023?
Like I said, going up a treadmill coaster.
Please talk to those with the microphone, please.
Too loud.
Going on the credit coaster.
Yeah.
Going to Seattle to the Nintendo con thing.
Oh, okay. So Joel and I were selected in a... you have to put your name in this raffle thing. And we were selected to go to Nintendo Live 2023, which was the first... conference in America put on by Nintendo. Don't do that, please. The microphone will shake.
Oh.
And we flew first class. No, I'm just kidding.
First class. It would be cool if you did, though.
Just kidding. It would be cool, but Southwest doesn't have any classes. It's just
just normal.
All men are created equal.
Okay.
But we did get some delicious snacks on the airplane.
Oh,
which was like Joel's favorite part. Like,
garlic snacks,
chips thingy. Those are my favorite.
Yeah,
they have a lot of flavor.
And we got drinks, orange juice.
Wait, oh,
right, what'd you get? Did you guys go to a hotel? What?
Didn't you guys go at the hotel?
No, we stayed in a box on the street.
That's so poorish.
Of course, we stayed in a hotel. What are we supposed to do?
What was it called? Was it
live in a box?
Dead.
What the heck is that noise?
Sorry, people. Hold on.
Somebody's car.
As you were saying,
we stayed in a hotel. Duh.
Why would you just live in a box until you go back?
And so we went to this conference, and it was really cool. We got to play Super Mario Wonder before it even came out.
Mm-hmm.
Sample of that.
Yeah.
What else? We met some cool characters. Those people.
Kirby.
We played in a tournament, Smash Bros. Tournament.
What about Zelda?
I beat him in the first place, but then I got second place.
Did you guys see Zelda too?
This is pretty good.
No.
We took a picture with the Zelda statue and the sword.
Oh yeah.
And
what the heck?
Fireworks right outside our
it's
door.
It's only 9:42.
I don't know. And so anyways, it was cool. We did have a unique experience when we were there with some homeless. But we'll forget about that. Right, Joel?
Yeah.
That was cray-cray.
Oh, yeah. Remember when your phone died and then we were stuck at the...
What's it called? The Space Needle.
The Space Needle. We were stuck there because his phone was dead.
Wait, what's the Space Needle?
Let me explain. So Joel and I went to the Space Needle and we took an Uber. And so basically, Keeks, the Space Needle is a big tower in Seattle. And everyone goes there. Lots of tourists go there. See if I can bring it up for you.
Okay.
And Joel and I took an Uber there.
Uber?
And, excuse me. I just had my New Year's Eve dinner and it's just regurgitating a little bit. And so we went up to the Space Needle and right when we got there, my phone was dying. And we had to have my phone because the Uber, you gotta have your phone. And I had no charger.
Did it die?
And it died. And my tickets to the Space Needle were on there. On the phone. So the lady was nice enough to print out my tickets or try to let us in like right then and there because we were not going to make it until 9:00. And so this is the view from the top of the Space Needle.
Joel.
Kiko. That's how you view. See, that's the Space Needle right there.
Whoa!
And so there's a shop down here. Big shop. It's really big. It looks smaller in the picture. But then you take an elevator to the top.
All the way to the top of the building.
All the way to the top of the Space Needle. And this is the view.
Whoa.
And there's glass right here. Joel was leaning on the glass. Look at the glass floor. Look all the way down. That is insane, right? Would you be scared to do that or no?
Kinda. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
I'm a lot afraid of heights. I would not step on that glass
Me either. I would definitely not step on that glass.
Kegel, you weigh 75 pounds. You'd be just fine.
Unless you're 100.
You think it's 100 now?
No. Maybe 1,000 would.
Nobody weighs 1,000 pounds, dude. Okay, so this was the inside. Look how nice it is, right? Very modern.
Correct.
Very chic. Chic. Right? Chic. So anyway, we were right here. And my phone died. We were trying to leave, and we had no way to get home. We couldn't even call a cab. I was like, we're going to have to walk in the homeless at nighttime. And Joel was already like, So right over here, was a, like, valet booth. So they park your cars for you. So me and Joel walked over there, and we're like, hey, do you guys have a charger for my Android phone?
What did he say?
Guess what he said.
What?
He said, yeah!
Yeah!
Right?
Uh-oh. I guess you'll have... wait, did you guys stay there until it charged?
Oh, I just said 14 minutes. So we got to use his charger just enough time to get enough charge to call an Uber, get back to our hotel. So we finally, the Uber came. It was nighttime too, Cakes, by the way. And they came to pick us up. So there's a Lego build of the Space Needle.
Yeah, that's cool.
See? And this is a view of the Space Needle from the ground. Wow, it's majestic.
That looks so beautiful.
Majestic as a mug.
So majestic.
So there's places to sit, take pictures next to the glass, which Joel was like leaning on, which I was not comfortable with.
You were leaning on it?
Yes, he was. Look at that.
It's Did he break it?
Yeah, he broke it and fell.
I was still leaning.
No, I caught you at the bottom.
I was dead.
He fell, and I took the elevator down. Ran out. Caught him.
Joel, did that
happen? That's not a true story. Yes.
It's impossible, Kiko. Anyway, so that was one thing we did too. Space Needle at the Nintendo live conference. That was a lot of fun.
Did you,
ready? All right, where were we?
Yeah.
So yeah, the Space Needle was rad.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the bums.
Wait, what?
Homeless bums.
Wait, what? Homeless bums.
What?
Excuse me. Excuse me. It's like Kiko right now.
That was scary.
Don't do it to the mic, though. Blow your listeners' eardrums out. That's what you don't want to do. Okay.
All right.
Let's see. So, Space Needle, Nintendo Live 2023. We didn't go anywhere special to eat because Joel's very limited diet.
Diet?
Of McDonald's chicken nuggets.
That's really awesome. How dare you?
Tell me what else you ate then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pancakes.
Oh, wait, you ate pancakes?
Chicken nuggets, grilled cheese.
We stopped at a delicious seafood stand. And they had the freshest seafood.
I just got fries.
Delicious fish, cod, french fries, fish and chips. And Joel just got french fries.
At least he'll help him with his...
Then we got on a boat, a cruise boat.
Yep. At least it will help him with his diet.
Air quotations. Then we went on a ship and went out in the Pacific Ocean. And Joel had a hot chocolate.
Oh, cool.
Right? I had a hot chocolate. Joel had a hot chocolate.
We got popcorn.
It was fun. I wish we missed you. We really did miss you.
For sure.
And mommy.
Yeah, I just didn't want my ears to pop.
Something else just popped.
It sounds like Joel just farted.
You say that on the podcast?
Yeah.
Wait, listen.
What is
the shnikes is going on outside?
Homeless bums.
Homeless bum pipes. Okay. Okay, so we did miss you, Kiko. I know Kiko doesn't like to fly due to his little ears popping. But we're trying to get around that. We're trying to get that fixed and worked out.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, a couple days ago, my dad showed me this Nickelodeon hotel in Mexico.
Yeah.
It has, like, and you can get...
Closer to the microphone, a little bit closer.
There's all the food, almost all the food in the world, and you can have it whatever time you want. Mm-hmm. Like, 12 a.m. Lobster at 12 a.m. Chicken nuggets at 7 p.m.
Yep. You want them to bring you a birthday cake at 3 a.m.? You got it.
They have everything.
So we're trying
and then they have like this water park, big water park. And they also have rooms. Because why wouldn't hotels have?
Right. Trying to convince Ethan to go on the airplane again.
We're trying to figure a way for my ears to not pop, mostly like earplugs or something like that.
Yes. Anyways, next time maybe. Yeah. Nintendo gives us another email saying, Nintendo Live, you want to try to go again?
Again?
Well, I mean, you want to try to go with us? Possibly. Mm. It's a quick flight.
Quick?
Yeah, it's quick.
But maybe we need... I'm trying to think.
We'll talk about it later. Don't worry about it. No pressure. Let's move on.
Okay.
What else did you guys enjoy this year? I like Disneyland trip. It was fun.
Yeah, that was right? November 5th.
That was a good trip.
I did not finish my schoolwork.
The boys didn't do their schoolwork. They had to catch up. But we got to go to the park early, which was cool.
No, I didn't.
And Joel did his work, bruh.
I'm trying.
I finally got on the credit coaster.
Yeah.
Yes. I got on with Joel. Joel and I got on it. And what did you think, Joel? What were your thoughts on it?
It was...
Incredible?
No. It was...
No.
It was good.
It was good. That's all you got.
No, fantastic.
Speaking of...
Were you scared?
No.
Were you a little scared?
No.
Nervous?
No.
Yeah, you were.
No.
Yeah, speaking of Pixar Pier...
Yes, nobody was speaking of Pixar
Pier. On the Inside Out Emotional Whirlwind, they're going to repaint it. They're going to repaint the Emotional Whirlwind.
Oh, right? It's down for maintenance right now, right?
Yeah. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm pretty sure it's going to have new color and everything.
Yeah, it's going to be brighter again.
Me.
And we'll see. Sweet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really like that ride. It enjoys me like a breathing, taking. So you, it's not like it's well, it's not like that fast.
Yeah. But it's fun.
You can take a tiny view.
You get up in the air. You get to see a view at night. Light, everything's lit up, and the music's playing. Right?
Yeah.
It's magical.
And then they're talking on the ride too.
And it's magical.
Yeah, the happiest place on earth.
Do you agree with that? Is it the happiest place on earth?
Well, it was one of the main channels in the world.
Yeah.
It started it all. Mickey started it all, but before that, it was Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
Let me ask you this. Uh-huh. Everybody, Ethan knows a little bit about Disney. What year was Walt Disney born?
1901.
And what year did he tragically pass away?
1966.
1966.
He was 65 when he passed away.
Well,
I don't know why.
Here. Yeah, I think he smoked a lot of cigarettes.
Oh yeah, he smoked. I saw him smoking some stuff.
Yeah.
That's why.
They didn't know it was that bad for you back then.
Didn't?
No, they thought it was good for you. Right. Anyways, let's move along. Anything else you guys like to add to that segment? Any other fun? We got to go on the Mario VR ride at Universal Studios. That was a very cool ride.
I also like Universal Studios.
I do like Universal. It was cool. It was
I
like
the Mario Land, the wristband, the food. I love their burgers.
Their food was better, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's like these little stands, Mario Flagpole. That you can actually take to the house, I think.
Yeah, it's in the cup over here somewhere. It's in this cup up here on the top over here. But anyways, I'll show you afterwards. I still got it though. I saved it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can look if you'd like. He's getting up, walking over to it. There's the cup. Look here inside.
I found it, guys.
He found it.
Ooh. Tika says, ooh.
There's a Mario jumping, a flagpole, and a Mario hat
that comes with the name? Cappy?
No, it's just the normal Mario.
Oh, okay.
Cappy, I lied.
My bad. So we had a good, fun time. Whatever you're doing. You're making the thing shake. Don't do that.
Oh, we're going to fall to the ground.
All right. Moving along. Again. What's something new this year that you didn't do last year? Just something maybe you ate?
That I didn't do last year?
Yeah.
Credit coaster.
Let's see.
I think.
You tried new foods?
Oh, yeah. I'm still working on broccoli.
Still working on it. You take little nibbles here and there.
Yeah. With ranch. I would like it ranch.
Yeah.
But I'm still working on it.
That's cool. Sing us a song.
Huh?
Sing us a song. Go. Alright, Joel, go.
Let it go! Let it go!
I'm too embarrassed.
Alright, make it stop. Megan's the house. Yes. Okay, you don't you don't have to sing. I was just being silly. Okay. Is that okay right there? Microphone's good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good, yeah.
All right. So tell us a fun fact about yourself that the listeners might not know. Ethan, you can go first.
Well, I can be very stylish with my drawing.
Very stylish with my drawing.
I have to look it up, draw it, and then see what it looks like. But sometimes I might think I mess up. But I keep going forward.
Yeah, that's good. All right, Joel, your turn.
I rage when I game.
I rage when I game.
He rages when he games, bruh. That.
Oh, yeah. I'm
do you sound like this?
Joel's more of a gamer, and I'm more of an artist.
I did rage when I played, I did rage when I played the new, Mario RPG game. I was stuck in the forest, and, like,
Did you cry?
I had to look it up.
Heck no. I had to look it up on my phone.
Heck no.
Get out of the
forest.
I see. All right. Well, that's good. All right. Before us here.
2 hours and 2 minutes until New Year's Day.
Whew, time is a ticking, so let's get on with this. We have some delicious snacks here.
Woohoo!
Fantastic delicious.
And what's this button do?
I can't wait to try to... The cider drink that's grape flavor soda. I never really liked soda.
It does nothing.
I never really liked soda. I don't drink it.
It's because of sparkling water.
I tried it before, but somehow I managed to not like it.
Hold on.
I don't understand nothing. I don't understand nothing. I don't understand nothing.
Man, I don't understand nothing.
I don't understand nothing.
Bruh.
All right, bruh. All right, so, Joel, tell us what country are these from?
Ooh, most of them are from either Japan or China.
Japanese.
They are Japanese. I think they're all from China or... they're all from China or Japan.
What about this one, though? Oh, wait, no, it's the other one.
Yeah, okay. I think they're all from
Japan. I can't wait to try the cookies and cream one. It looks so good. It looks so tasty. Yeah.
That's a weird one.
It literally says cookie right here.
cookie or cream.
Cookie or and cream.
Cookies and cookie or cream.
It's cookie or cream.
It's watermelon flavor, I think.
Haichu. Man, I don't understand nothing.
Oh, this is
man, I don't understand nothing.
Man, I don't understand.
Okay, so what are we going to do first here, Joel?
We are going to start with the Kit Kat.
First of all, we're not going to eat all of this.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to pick a few. So pick the favorite ones out that you really want to eat. Because he has like, what do they have? A dozen pieces of candy, give or take a few. He goes straight for the Haichu, which to me
I don't know what to try.
Is whatever. Please talk into your microphone, Ethan.
I don't know what to try. There's so many things.
Well, we're going to try the Haichu. You can pick one, I guess.
I'll pick the Mario.
But you're not eating the whole thing.
Those are mine, though.
We are sharing everything. Thanks to Joel, our generous sponsor of today's show.
Can you open it?
All right. He's having a hard time opening the Haichu.
Hey, you can open it yet.
In Japan, candies are made only for adults to open.
Adults.
The kids cannot open them because they don't want their children eating candy, which is why all the children in Japan are healthy and none of them have cavities.
Mm.
No children in Japan have cavities.
We should do that.
Yeah. I can't imagine what that would be like.
Well, go to Japan.
It's just going
to
be so... No!
I am having a hard time opening this. Okay, here we go.
Do you want me to all tell
right, Joel, I don't know what this is.
Dad.
Kiko, would you like one of these? Or are you going to skip on the Haichu?
I'm going to try Haichu.
You're going to try the Haichu?
Do you want me to tell them a fun fact about China?
First of all, this is Japan. That is a completely different country.
Yeah, but
it smells like watermelon.
Do you know? Does it smell like watermelon?
Yes. I know a fun fact about China, though.
Okay, why don't you just interrupt the show about Japan and tell us something about China.
Okay.
It's watermelon. It even has, it's green on the outside and pink in the middle, like a real watermelon.
smells.
Ready to try it?
You can bite it in half and give me half if you want.
It's so crunchy.
It's like a crunchy
chai
or something.
Crunchies? Mm.
Oh, yeah, it's crunchy.
No. What do you think of it? First thoughts, Joel, give us your thoughts. It's chewy.
It's chewy? It's got like crunchies inside or something.
Crunchies inside. Okay. Alright. Chewy with crunchies. Ethan, what are your thoughts?
Sticky on the outside, fruity on the inside.
That's good. That's a really good analogy. Do you agree with the crunchies?
It's crunchy on the inside.
No.
But it's kind of sticky. When you touch it. When you touch it.
Okay.
I have to give it a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10?
I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Wow, that's a strong one. Okay.
It's pretty good.
Let me see. I am now taking a piece. I can't even see. There's definitely some crunchies in there.
Why?
I don't know if it's by the
line. It makes it taste good though.
It's a little texture.
Okay. What's next?
Can I tell you something? This tastes more like actual watermelon than American watermelon candy.
What? I didn't know that.
And it's just not as sweet as American watermelon candy. And it tastes like real watermelon, so let's give it up.
Yeah, I used to like watermelon, but now it's too watery.
not enough melony.
It's pretty good though. Next one, Dad.
All right, Joel. What's next?
I guess the Mario one. Because I don't want to miss out on this.
Describe what's on it. What's it look like?
It's got Mario ready, Yoshi. It's got a strawberry on it. So it's like chocolate with Mario, Red, and Yoshi and a coin inside. But they're strawberries, so it's like chocolate with a strawberry inside.
Alright. Need help opening this?
Watermelons.
Nope.
pretty good.
Japanese children.
That's not true.
Oh my gosh, this is heavy.
Alright, so let's see what it looks like, Joel.
Right there. It's got Mario jumping off of a Koopa shell.
It's an actual, like, let me see. I'm going to take a picture of it.
It's literally chocolate.
This is cool.
It smells so good.
I want to smell when Daddy gives it back. I'm going to take a picture and post it. I want to smell when Daddy gives it back.
It smells so good.
Very cool, Joel.
I want to try, Daddy. I want to smell.
So Joel gets to, you want to smell?
Yeah.
Can divvy it up however he pleases.
Oh my gosh.
It's strawberry.
Am I dividing it? It's strawberry and chocolate. Just a little piece.
Okay. It's strawberry and chocolate,
bruh. You want some too?
Yeah.
Snap it, then snap that little one in half and I can have it. Or, yeah, that's fine.
Hey, Daddy.
Okay, I'll wait for you.
I got a piece here.
Thanks, and Joel. The strawberry Koopa shell. Did you buy the chocolate or strawberry first?
Chocolate first.
Don't forget to speak into your microphone.
No, I didn't.
It tastes good.
You don't like it?
You don't like it?
The chocolate or the strawberry, Kiko? What don't you like about it? Tell us.
I don't like the chocolate. I don't want to try the strawberry.
So it looks like there's little Rice Krispies in there. Whoa, Ethan's making faces. What, you got electrocuted? Give it back to Joel then.
No, it's because
put it in your tray. Take a bite, and we're going to say that you can have that tomorrow or something.
Whoa.
So.
What the heck?
It is not solid milk chocolate. It is milk chocolate. My goodness.
It's not even new. It's not even that time.
With Rice Krispies. 10-5. Like, very smaller than Rice Krispies. But there's a bunch of them in there, so when you bite it, it's not hard. It's very light and fluffy.
Do you remember in JD's video? I want water.
I like it.
I want water.
Yeah, it tastes good, yeah.
I want water.
He does not like it. So, two of us liked it, one person didn't like it. So that is
that's
win. That's me.
Brad, did you see?
You like it, though?
No, I like it.
Alright.
Next one?
What do we have like it has crunchy
nuts. We'll try
nuts.
This one, I guess.
Oh, I like cookies and cream.
Looks like I don't have to cut them in half.
Just speaking to your microphone.
I like cookies and cream.
Oh, it's like a bar.
Okay.
Bar?
What is this? What's it called?
So it's called cookie cream.
Cookie or cream.
Cookie or cream.
Cookie or cream?
So it's like a giant
brownie. No, it's called cookie and cream.
Okay.
Oh, it's like a giant marshmallow.
It's called cookie and cream.
Yeah, there you go. Swallow. Thank you, sir.
You need a small one because you didn't like the other one.
Yeah. So it's almost like a marshmallow.
It's just so good.
Right? It's like a marshmallow on the inside. Like a ho-ho on the outside.
It's a ho-ho.
Ho-ho, ho-ho.
Like very hey reminiscent of a ho-ho.
Sounds like hey-hey from Moana.
What the heck is going on outside?
It tastes good. Mm. I definitely recommend it.
I want more.
I want water.
It was good. Three thumbs up?
Yeah.
Three thumbs up.
Mm.
All right. let's do one more candy and then we'll do the drink.
All right.
And that'll be it?
Even Tommy won't do the drink, to be honest with you. Or maybe he will.
I'm getting...
What is that one, Joel?
It is ice cream Kit Kat.
Ice cream Kit Kat. All right.
Daddy, I don't even know what flavor...
Can we all have one?
I don't even know what
the same thing?
I don't even know what the flavor this is.
Okay.
I'll give you the ice cream one.
Joel, I don't even know what flavor this is. Mm-hmm.
Ice cream Kit Kat.
Here.
What do you have there, Joel? Same thing?
Oh, yeah, ice cream.
Ice cream. What does Kiko have?
Ice cream, too.
Ice, baby.
I got it.
It's still pretty hard to open.
Ah, it's so small and skinny.
All right.
Oh, man.
I think I might need a little help.
Oh, okay. Thanks for asking.
He does that. I'm going to go to
the ice cream, but it's a different color. It looks like strawberry. But it could be just the wrapper. I don't know.
I think it is strawberry.
I give it up. The Japanese... really wrap their stuff.
It's kind of hard.
I can't tell if it's strawberry or vanilla, Kiko, but here you go.
Oh, strawberry. This one tastes like this one smells like vanilla.
Oh, I do not want to taste this.
Want to try vanilla?
No, I do not. I don't want to taste it.
You mean just open it?
Yeah, but it's. All I right. just smelled it. I literally just smelled it.
It's okay.
Does it smell like normal vanilla?
It doesn't taste like real ice cream, though.
It tastes like vanilla.
But
not ice cream vanilla.
I give it a thumbs down.
You didn't even try it.
I know, but I literally just smelled it.
Also tastes like something else familiar. I don't know what.
I know, I give it a thumbs down.
Hmm.
I give the smell a thumbs down. Taste nothing because I know it's going to taste... I know it's going to taste horrible for me.
It's not bad. Not bad. Right. Now
I'm gonna try the grape soda.
Now for
Pokemon.
The moment.
I'm trying it.
Oh.
So this is Psyduck juice from Pokemon.
It's grape flavor, grape
soda.
How
do you know it's grape?
Because it says
Uncle Nathan knows.
It literally says it right there.
Okay, my bad. Let's see here.
It says on the kit, it says grape soda.
Let's take a picture of it really quick. Upload it for the gram.
For the people to see.
For the people.
For
right, so let's open it.
People.
Not here we go.
Oh, I like that. I like that noise.
A little bit for the Keeks because the Keeks doesn't usually like sweet stuff.
But I do like. I do.
It does have bubbles, Kiko.
That's why I gave you a little bit.
It smells like. It smells.
Okay.
It smells kind of good.
You smell kind of good.
Thank you.
Got him.
Oh, that's sparkly. That
all
hurt
right.
in my tongue.
Cheers, gentlemen.
That hurt in my tongue, man.
I told you it got bubbles.
It hurt from your tongue? It's like Sprite. Oh, my God. It's stronger, though. Oh, my God.
Joel's not ready for that.
I would like it other and than it like had it. The sparkles in it. It would
you like the flavor, just not the sparkles?
Yeah.
It's got a very Japanese taste to me.
I thought it would taste good, but the sparkly stuff just made it
down. So let me tell you something. When we had a Japanese exchange student, when I was a child,
mm-hmm.
and auntie and uncle, we used to get Japanese exchange students. Yeah, and Papa used to get them.
What?
Japanese exchange students.
Oh.
And so they would come and live with us for, like, the summer, right?
Japanese people?
Yeah, from Japan. And they spoke a little bit of English. Enough.
Enough.
Yeah. And so they would go to program, and they'd come with us to the church, and, you know. We take them to baseball games around here, whatever. Cool. Take them out and show them the city, right?
Yeah.
But one thing they all had in common is they all had a very... when they got off the plane, I don't even know how I should say this, a specific smell. And this tastes like that smell.
This juice?
Yes. Not the grape. I think it's the water.
Yeah, but that's still fine.
I like it. It tastes like grape mixed with something else.
I just don't like the sparkly stuff. That's pretty cool. I don't like the sparkly stuff. You can
smell and then translate that in your taste.
Yeah, exactly.
What's this?
Hershey's donut.
No, we're not trying that though.
Hershey squirts. You want to eat all the candies. We're going to save these for part two. Okay.
I don't want to eat that one. I don't want to eat that one. That one. That one. That one. Or that one.
Bro, listen. This is not chocolate ice cream that JD had, but it's just strawberry.
Oh, that looks good.
Well, I'll try it.
Well, okay.
Is that the end of the video?
So, is there anything you'd like to add at the end of the show here? Anything you'd like to add?
I like to say, Happy New Year!
It's only 10:13, y'all.
Still, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone!
Yeah.
2024!
We hope you enjoyed this video of Area 81 Podcast.
We didn't say podcast?
Yeah. And, Happy New Year, everyone.
Can you hear the sizzle?
Happy New Year. Let's do the sizzle.
Can you hear the sizzle on the drink?
I do not like the...
Oh, heard that.
I do not like the sizzle.
Joel, Kiko does not like the sizzle, bruh.
Can you guys?
I drank like a heck of a big one at the beginning. Like I didn't.
Can you guys hear this? Can you guys hear this stuff?
I don't know if they can hear it, but don't get soda on my microphone, homie.
Joel, can you hear this?
Oh my god,
Daddy, I can hear it. Hear yours.
I mean, you can hear it. I don't know if they can hear it.
Yeah, it sounds so weird.
All right.
Oh. Oh my
all right.
gosh!
All right, everybody. Well, thank you guys for being here today on this last day of 2023.
Yeah!
Ethan and Joel, Kiko and Poppers, as people know them.
I'm just kidding.
Thank you guys so much. Oh my gosh. Kiko is feeling the sugar right now, huh?
That's what's up.
I'm tasting it with my I'm tasting it with my finger.
That is a weirdo.
It's gonna taste like finger.
Now it's not sparkly
like when you put it in coffee.
Just give it a minute and the sparkle will go away. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming out. Or you live here, so yeah. Thank you for being here.
The sparkle is not stopping. And
thank you.
The sparkle is not stopping.
For asking me to do this show. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
And Happy New Year. By the time this comes out, it will be 2024. Woohoo! So, everyone listening, happy 2024.
Happy New Year, everyone.
We wish safety and health and blessings upon everybody that listens to this. Right?
Yes, from the
amen.
Past.
Amen. Let everything
that has breath. Praise the Lord. Did you know that?
Praise the Lord. What?
Did you know that they made? Did you know that they did that song at church?
Yes. Well, thank you guys.
Bye.
Thank you guys. Much love. Bye. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Happy New Year.
Bye, guys.
That's what's up, people.
Oh, John.
That's what's up.